Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing Garden Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I am so glad to be here this Monday. So, a little bit of change of plans, and I'll discuss this a little bit more later, but it says that I'm live remote from Phoenix, but I am actually back at home in Wisconsin, so we're live remote in Wisconsin. and I'll explain a little bit more about that. And it actually has to do with the energy of this week as well. So for those who are new, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. And I'm here to help you to understand more of who you are and guide you to what it is that the angels are showing you and what they would like for you to know about more about yourselves and to really grow in this spiritual journey of yours. So, all right. So we're going to start off, as always, with the energy of this week. And this energy this week is going to be pretty intense. So today is actually a full moon that we have. So, you know, as always, full moons are about releasing and letting go of those things that no longer serve us. And then also on Friday, we have the summer solstice. So we have lots of different energies coming in this week. And it's going to be very interesting, as well as just having this strong energy this week with both of those coming forward. So if you haven't already been feeling the energy of the full moon, and usually some people can feel the full moon a week in advance, 5 days in advance, 3 days in advance, and also be able to feel the full moon's energy 3 days after or even 5 days after the full moon as well. So, you know, when it comes to this full moon, it's going to be a lot more intense than the ones we've had previously, especially when if there are a lot of things that you need to let go of, a lot of things that you need to heal from, as well as a lot of things that you need to let go of, in terms of those things that do not serve who you truly are. Because remember, we are amazing souls. We are perfect souls. And so, you know, that's who we truly are when it comes to our passions, really going back to who we truly are and what we love to do, our desires. And then also know that we have this power within us and this wisdom within us. So we're going to talk more about that. And so first, you know, I have Archangel Uriel as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us for the energy of this week. And first, they want to bring forth the awareness to us that there's going to be a lot of things that come up when it comes to emotions and frustrations and anger and all those different emotions that are not who we are, but it is something that we need to heal from, that we need to let go of in order to really understand who we are, in order to understand our power, understand just how magnificent we are. So they're going to be bringing up a lot of different things, you know, whether it's, you know, frustrations with other people, that we really need to look within ourselves on why it's stepping forward for us, why it's coming up for us. So, you know, if it hasn't already, there's going to be a lot of strong emotions that come up. You know, whether it's you know, has to do with a spouse or your family. And I see a lot of that coming up for our audience as well as other people, you know, when it comes to family and when it comes to those we really love and who are closest to us. So those emotions are going to suffer. All those things that we need to work on are going to come into our awareness, limiting beliefs that we really need to heal from. So it's going to be important for you to tune in, to really tune in with the angels, do some meditating, do some journaling, to really understand where it's stemming from. Why is it coming up for us? Why is anger coming up? Why is frustration coming up? And really understanding where it stems from. So, you know, when it comes to these limiting beliefs, when it comes to these things that come into our awareness with frustrations and anger, it always has to do with a deeper meaning, a deeper area in our life that where it really stems from, where it came from. So it's about really digging deep and understanding where that's coming from. So it's going to be important to do that, or, you know, because if we just kind of bottle it up and keep it to ourselves and not do anything with it, that those emotions, the same thoughts and things that come up are going to come up again as the months go on. So it's really important for you to really tune in with yourself and to really understand where it comes from. And for a lot of people, it's going to have to, it's going to be about your inner child, doing some inner child work. So, and, you know, when I talk about inner child, it's we can connect to our inner child. We can connect to that little voice inside of, you know, who we are, and understanding where, when we were younger, this is all coming from. So, and I encourage you to do that this week, to really dig deep. And, you know, when it comes to journaling, it's journaling about first those things that are coming up for you, those feelings, those thoughts that are coming up. And as you keep writing, the divine and the universe really sends us more of the information that we need to know on what it is that we need to understand, the lessons that we need to learn. And so doing that work is really going to help us this week. Also, you know, when it comes to this week, the angels are also showing us that it's going to be important for us to do some rest. So towards the end of the week, as we are doing this work, this work isn't easy. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable digging in and understanding where it's truly coming from. So it's also going to be important for us to have that rest, that time of rest, whether, you know, your body is telling you that you need a nap during the day or to go to bed earlier, you know, anything that's going to help you to feel restful, to help you to feel rejuvenated so that you can really feel into this new energy that we're meant for as we enter summer solstice, as we enter July, which is coming up pretty soon. So you know, after doing this work to get some rest, also it's going to be important for you to have some fun as well. So, you know, play is going to be important. So those things that you truly love to do, those things that you may have, you know, put on the back burner because you were so busy helping others as well. So, you know, I want to encourage you to find those things that you truly love to do. So it's really going to be important for you to do that work because as you do this work of resting and playing, then you'll understand that you'll receive that new energy. You'll receive the messages and the lessons that we need to learn. Also, what it is that you need to create as we enter July and as we enter the second half of this year. So those are all different things that are stepping forward for us when it comes to this full moon, as well as the energy of the summer solstice. So, you know, when it comes to solstices and new seasons coming up, it's always about, you know, new beginnings and really understanding what it is that we truly want to do, what it is that we truly desire in our lives to really be in this new energy of, you know, new beginnings and really being in this, the emotions of joy and happiness that we are meant for. So I hope that helps for you to understand what this week's going to be about. So the beginning of this week is going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be doing some work on yourself. You may feel a little stuck. You may feel as if you're on this endless cycle that you can't really get out of. Just feeling as if you're not yourself. And then as you do this work of healing, of letting go and releasing, you're going to be able to get this renewed sense of energy that is meant for you as we enter the summer solstice. So you know, if you are a person who has been on this journey for a while, you know, if you do any rituals or if you do lots of meditating and journaling and, you know, calling on your guides and angels, it's going to be important for you to do that to really work through this energy so that we could get to the other end of really starting new and starting, fresh and feeling just this wonderful energy of the summer solstice. So that is the energy of this week. And so let's go on and take a few calls. So area code 631, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Rose.
Hello, Rose. How can I help you today?
Oh, I was wondering what you see for me with, I'm trying to decide on a part-time job, and I was wondering if what field you see me in. Would you be able to, I'm not sure if you could do that, but if you are able to see what field I should be in. I already have a full-time job, and I do a lot of other things. Yeah.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? Sorry, you kind of cut off a little bit.
Oh, I already actually have a full-time job in sales, but I was looking to get a part-time job, and
uh-huh.
I was wondering where you see or if you could find where I should be looking, under what type of job. I mean, I have a lot of experience in different fields. So
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure where
okay.
to direct that to.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he is showing me is that it's really important for you to look for a job that you truly love. You know, when it comes to, it has to do with your passions and what you really love to do. So, and, you know, a lot of times we focus so much on, you know, having to earn money and, you know, for a living. But because you have this job already, it's really going to be important for you to focus on what makes you happy. So, you know, as you're looking at jobs, as you're looking at, you know, online and in different areas to find a job, to really focus on what it is that, you know, as you're reading the descriptions of these jobs, to really focus on what you really love to do and what it is that really helps you to feel good. So I hope that helps.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
You're very welcome. Have a great week.
Have a good day.
Okay. All right. So let's go to our next caller, area code 860. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Melina. I'm calling from Connecticut.
What was your name again?
Melina.
Marina. Hello, Marina. So how can I help you today?
Well, I always have a question about career, but recently it's about my love life. I'm not right now. I'm talking to people, but I'm not sure if it's like heading anywhere or not, or should that even be my focus? Or I'm not sure. Just anything you can get for my love life.
So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And also Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you as well. First, your focus should actually be on you. So really loving yourself first and really doing those things that you truly love to do, because that's going to help you to understand how important you are, that it's really important to understand that you need to love yourself first, have that base of loving yourself first in order to really send out that energy of love to others so that you can attract those people that you're meant for. Calling on Archangel Raphael, he's going to help you to understand some of the limiting beliefs that are coming up for you when it comes to confidence, when it comes to your identity. So he's going to help you, and it has to do with a lot with your solar plexus. So he's going to help you with understanding who you truly are, understanding your gifts and what you are truly good at and what you truly love to do. And yes, it does have to do a little bit with your career as well. So really focusing on yourself this week to really understand, who you are and that you're amazing. And you, all those things you've been through in the past were lessons for you to really understand just what you're meant to do, here, and using your passions and using those gifts that you have to really serve others, but also to do those things that you love to do when it comes to career, when it comes to other things, other areas in your life. And this will also spill over into your love life. So, as you focus on yourself, as you do this work on yourself, with career, with other areas in your life, with family, then, that it's going to come together when it comes to your love life as well. And so Archangel Samuel and Archangel Gabriel are also stepping forward, because Archangel Gabriel, wants you to start sharing those things that you've been through, those things that may be a little bit uncomfortable talking about. So sharing with those people who you're close to, who you know that you can really trust and really speak to you about these things. And then Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you as well, because he's sending you the energy of love to help you to really love yourself, to help you to understand what it is that you need to do in order to feel that love, feel that support that you need right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I've been feeling down lately, and I don't know if it's because I'm isolating myself because of work, or I'm not sure. So,
So doing this work with Archangel Raphael, he's going to help you, and that Archangel Samuel is there for that support, that energy of love that he's going to bring to you.
Okay. Would I have to do anything, to communicate with them, or do I just
So do you meditate?
I think I do, before I sleep a bit. Because you can meditate while laying down, right? Or
yes.
So okay.
Yeah. So anytime you have, you know, some time free, you know, you can go outside and, you know, sit in a comfortable spot and just, you know, take a few deep breaths. And you know, if it's hard for you to really focus, to really imagine those things in nature that you truly love, that help you to focus, to help you to feel calm. So doing that first, and then, you know, if you place your hand on your heart, it's going to bring your awareness into your heart space. So, you know, you could do that first, and then what you do is you want to call on the angels to show themselves to you, to step forward for you, and to ask them. And then all you have to do is ask them to show you what it is that you need to know when it comes to the limiting beliefs and how to heal from them and let them go. And then also, I would have a journal on hand as well as you are doing this work. So be sure to have that on hand with you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, okay. So let's see here. So as you know, what I'm going to do is we are going to go ahead and see what is coming up on our shows this week. So. So if you go to, if you are online and you're connected, you can go to psychictalk.net/nextlive, or you could always go back to psychictalk.net/upcoming if that is easier for you to remember. And we have all of the shows that we have coming up on that page. So for tomorrow on June 18th, the Power of Three show returns to the air. So host Rose Fullhorse, as well as Dax, will be on air taking your calls and doing some mini readings. So be sure to join them tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, there'll be open minds and mini readings with hosts Charlotte as well as Dax. So be sure to join them as well. And then on Thursday, host Stephanie Mayo is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to call in early for her show for a mini tarot reading that if you'd like one. So be sure to join her as well on that. And then on Friday, there'll be open minds and mini readings with hosts Kathy Shogren as well as Dax. So be sure to join them then as well. All right. So lots of open minds this week and many readings that will be going on. So be sure to tune in with them. So before we go into any other calls or the meditation that I'm being led to do, I just wanted to share a little bit about my trip in Sedona. So I had my retreat this past week, and this retreat has been is such a wonderful time of really, you know, helping others to step forward and to understand who they truly are, you know, what their purpose is, what they're meant to do. So during this retreat, you know, I was there. And I also, I was able to help others to, you know, through workshops to understand what it is that they're meant to do here and, you know, how to connect with the angels as well as to help them to connect to their power and also to help them to listen to their intuition. So, you know, this whole month, has been about your intuition, listening to your intuition, listening to what the divine and the angels are bringing to you and your guides are bringing to you when it comes to what it is that you need to be doing, your next steps, as well as what they want to show you when it comes to serving others, when it comes to your own life, when it comes to with your family, and all those great things, and helping you to understand just how amazing you are and what you're meant to do for the rest of this year, as well as years to come. So, you know, Archangel Gabriel has been stepping forward for me today, and he wanted me to share this because, he wants you to be able to connect to how it is that the angels are stepping forward for you. Through what I've been through, as well as what I've been teaching others as well. So first let's go with, let's see. So on Friday, I had this very interesting experience, and it has to do with my own limiting beliefs, and it has to do with also what it is that they wanted to show me when it comes to stepping even more into my own power. So, on Friday morning, I was, headed to, I had already done all of my workshops, which were on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so on Friday, I was headed to a vortex that I was going to show the people on my page and my group to really help them to feel into this energy last week. And so I was heading out the door outside of the place I was staying at. So I was staying at an Airbnb, and the host actually had mentioned a location to me. So on Friday, they said, "Oh, you should check out Devil's Bridge." So Devil's Bridge is an area outside of one of the main vortexes. And so, I was headed towards that way. And so they mentioned this. They said that I should stop by and do a little bit of hiking over there. So, to go back a little bit on the story, I'm not a hiker. I'm not really much of a hiker. I don't really do that here in Wisconsin, and I haven't really done that much. But, while I was in Sedona, I was doing a lot of, doing some hiking to the vortexes and to these different areas that I was led to outside of my workshop. And so, so they happened to mention that that I should stop by here because it's right next to where I was headed. So, of course, when it comes to angels and guides, they're always showing me through other people and through things that I see and read where I'm supposed to go. So I was driving along, and I was actually planning to stop by Devil's Bridge after I went to the vortex I was headed to. Well, as I was driving, the angels were like, "No." So I came to a fork in the on the road, and it's a literal fork in the road. And I go left for the vortex, or I go right for Devil's Bridge. So I get there, and the angels show me, "You need to go right. You have to take that right and go to Devil's Bridge." So I head down that way. And, so I parked and I went on the trail and didn't really realize how long this trail was. And so, I hadn't, asked about how long it was, and I didn't really think to ask. Another thing that I do need to mention too is, I'm not much of a hiker, but also when I was younger, when I was born with, I couldn't walk for the longest time because of some medical issues I had. So I was always told that I wouldn't be able to walk well, that I wouldn't be able to you know, run like other kids can run. And, you know, so, you know, throughout elementary school, throughout high school, I just couldn't run. And my legs just doesn't move like that. So, you know, that was the limiting belief that I had in the back of my mind that really didn't come forward until I got to this trail. So I took this trail. I didn't know how long I was on it, but I got through several markers going to Devil's Bridge, but I couldn't quite get there. I couldn't quite get to Devil's Bridge. I tried as hard as I could, but, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. I have to turn back. Physically, I was so exhausted and so tired, but the angels were telling me that I could, that keep going. They told me to keep going, but I ended up turning around. So because physically I was so tired and I was exhausted, and then I had to walk back to where I started from, and it was a long walk. It seemed to me that I was out there for a while. So I turned around, and you know, and midway through, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I just can't do this. I can't." You know, I literally broke down, and I was like, "I can't go anymore. I can't do this anymore," and. You know, the angels were like, no, you can do it. You can go. You keep going. You can do it. And, you know, I just broke down. I was like, okay, I can't do this. You know, I was by myself, you know, and it was the middle of the day, and it was so hot, and I was just like, okay, I'm done. I just can't do this, you know. Angels, show me, you know, and, you know, be there for me. And sure enough, you know, ahead of me was this tree that had shade that covered the trail. And I didn't remember seeing that coming up, but that was there. And they told me, okay, this is for you, you know, so go sit down, you know, take a break, and we're going to show you some things. And so, you know, they were showing me how, you know, connected I am with the earth, that, and, you know, I'm so much stronger than I am, that these limiting beliefs that were coming in through my head that would stop me from going on further, you know, it's not who I was. And so, you know, they were showing me all these different things. And as they were doing that, they were, you know, sending me wind, you know, so that I could be cooled off. And they were sending me the rest that I needed in order to be able to move forward. So after sitting there for, I think, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, they're like, okay, now it's time to continue on. To keep going. So, you know, I was then ready to go, and so I kept going. And so I kept going, and it seemed like a long walk. And I was just like, okay, so what is going on here? So, and as soon as I had asked that, there was a marker that came up and that said that the road was on the left. So I took a left. But it ended up that's not where I started from. So I was just like, where in the world am I? And I had no way of knowing where I was. My internet wasn't working. My GPS wasn't working. And then, you know, people were starting to come up. And because there was a road nearby, there was a parking space nearby. But that's not where I had started from. So, you know, I would ask these people, you know, where I was. And I even asked some tour guides that were there with their Jeep on where I was, but they didn't know. And then there was this man that came up, and, you know, he helped me. And and it's so funny because his name also was Saul. So it's just, you know, how these things happen. It's Michigan and his niece just are amazing. And eventually he's like, okay, I'm not from here. I'm on this break from being this tour guide for rafting. But he wasn't from there. So, but he was like, okay, I'm going to give you a ride to where your car is. So, because I just started on this trail, you know, I don't mind giving you a ride. So, you know, he, you know, showed me out to his car, and then he took me to where my car was. And apparently I had gone down this trail a lot further down than I thought. My car was back up like a few miles, but I was led on this trail on a different street. And so he took me back to where my car was. And so throughout this, so after I had gotten back to my car, I'm sitting there and I'm connecting with angels, and they are telling me that, you know, sure enough, you know, I had the strength to be able to walk further, that I had the strength to be able to continue on because I was able to go down a lot further than where my car was, where I had started. So, you know, that lesson that they showed me on my own strength and understanding that I can do whatever it is that I truly wanted to do, and that I was capable in doing that, and that the angels are always guiding me to do that. So, you know, that is something that they wanted me to share to, you know, help me to understand, to help me to help others to understand that they have the strength with them, that they have the power with them, that you have the power within you to truly be able to do those things that you're meant to do, and that the angels and guides are always guiding you, supporting you. And even though you may be thrown off your trail, thrown off your path a little bit because you thought you couldn't do it, you can do it, and you can still go back on this path, this journey in your spiritual journey, understanding that those little hiccups are also lessons for us to understand just who we truly are and the power that we have within us. So, you know, that is something that they wanted me to share, and they wanted me to show as well as teach me a lesson on my own strength and my own power, you know, on this retreat. And so, you know, I hope that as you are going through this energy this week of, you know, letting go of limiting beliefs, letting go of those things that no longer serve you, those things that are not who you truly are, to understand that you have that power within you, that you have that strength within you to do what it is that you truly are meant to do. And the angels and guides are always there showing you and always guiding you, even though you may think that you can't do it and then take a different direction because of not really just, you know, listening and not really trusting and having that faith to step forward, they're always going to lead you back if when you do listen and when you're ready to do that, they're always going to be there for you. So that is one of the things that they showed me this past week. Also, you know, I was supposed to still be in Phoenix. So, you know, that's why it says live remote from Phoenix. But I always like to come home early. You know, there are a lot of different things happening, you know, within my family and with my kids. And so, you know, they, you know, showed me and told me through different signs that, you know, I was supposed to come home earlier. So, and, you know, when it comes to my, you know, reactions and triggers, if this was last year or years before, that would have triggered me, that would have made me angry, and that would have made me upset. And, you know, in coming home early, it was actually an ordeal because, I bought my ticket to come home early, which was not as much of a big deal for me, but I ended up being at the airport a lot longer than, you know, I should have been because of weather and other things that had happened. So I was from Phoenix, I went to Denver, and from Phoenix to Denver, I actually had, there was a delay, a 1.5 hour delay. I was like, okay, I'm kind of used to that. So that didn't really get to me too much. But then when I was in Denver to come back to Milwaukee, to come back to Wisconsin, I was at the airport 4 hours longer than I was supposed to be. So, you know, at first it was like I was delayed for half an hour. Then it ended up being an hour. And then it ended up being 3 hours. And then it ended up being 4 hours. I already had so I already had to wait 3 hours after my flight from Phoenix for the layover. But then now I had 4 hours attached of a delay. And yes, that really did frustrate me. That was an ordeal for me. And so, you know, I ended up, you know, connecting with the angels, and they were showing me all the different things that I need to learn from letting go of how it's been, these emotions, and really changing and shifting my perspective on this. And, you know, also helping me to understand about abundance and other things that I need to share with my with those on my page and in my group, with those things that I need to teach. And sure enough, as I was learning about more about abundance and what they were showing me on what it is that I need to teach, that's when I did receive abundance. I received a voucher for my next trip. I can use it for my next trip, which I will be going on because the angels have been showing me. And then also, that's when we started boarding. So it's just awesome how, you know, those things happen, how everything happens for a reason and everything happens in perfect timing. So, you know, those are some things that they wanted to show me, as well as, you know, I had mentioned on my show before that, you know, the angels and guides are always showing me what the energy of the week is going to be a few days in advance. So this is part of the energy of this week of letting go of limiting beliefs and healing and releasing those things that no longer serve us and understanding who we truly are. So, you know, that was all part of, you know, what they wanted me to show me so that I could share with you and teach you and guide you through. So let's see. I believe we have a few callers. So let's go to that, and then we're going to do a quick meditation. So caller, area code 916, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Christina. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Christina. How are you? Hello? Hi, you're cutting out. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. I think we're having some connection issues here. So let's go to our next caller. So caller, area code 202, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. So how can I help you today?
Wow, compassionate light. That caught my attention. I'm trying to heal through some things, and I'm trying to also, I guess, assist the people who I have to come in contact with to heal as well. And
mm-hmm.
it's been very challenging, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people don't feel as though they need healing, but I know I need the healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just
okay.
trying to walk through that process.
Okay. So what has been coming up for you?
Well, I deal with kids that experience a lot of trauma. And I could relate
mm-hmm.
to some of it because, you know, I went through some of the same trauma growing
mm-hmm.
up. I happen to live mm-hmm. and unfortunately work in an environment that's very toxic and polarized by race and ethnicity, but I still have to navigate through it without, you know, causing any more harm. But I noticed that a lot of times when you try to help people, they turn around and they bite the hand that feed them. So that just turn
mm-hmm.
around and add more pain to the situation. And I'm just, you know, just trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, so, you know, keep doing this work of healing. You are doing a great job. I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. So, you know, keep listening to those things that are coming up for you into your awareness. But also I do feel that you have a lot of great intuition. So, you know, really listening to those things that are coming in through your heart, really listening to those things that are coming in. And then working through it with some journaling. And what I'm seeing is they're showing me for you to spend some time outdoors. So are you near like a body of water?
Yes, but not right now. But I can go to a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a river that's not too far from my home.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, during a sunset or sunrise, depending on if you're a morning person or not, I encourage you to go out by the waters and do some meditating and, you know, asking for your angels and guides to step forward for you while you're doing that. And it's going to help you to really breathe in that energy, breathe in the smell of the water, the air. To take, you know, a few deep breaths, and also imagining it within yourself as well. So it's really going to help you with this new energy that you're meant for. So I encourage you to do that this week, especially towards the end of the week as we get to the summer solstice. It's really going to help you to open up to who you truly are and to understand all the different lessons that they're bringing to you.
Okay.
So I hope that helped.
Yes. I really wish I could get near some salt water, but it's like almost maybe 2 hours away, and my schedule is kind of hectic right now because I really look forward to just smelling the salt, you know, getting to the ocean.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to, you know, that, really feel into, like, what your heart is telling you. So if it's telling you to go up there, you know, really do that. Or, you know, in the meantime, to be out in the, you know, the river by you, because that's going to help as well.
Okay, so what about my loved ones or the people who are dear to me that I know are negatively affected by everything and I can't get them to go to the river? Is there any way that I can transmute the same energy that I will pick up to help them
yeah.
navigate
so what,
through some of this?
Yes. Yeah. So So what's going to happen is as you're there meditating, as you're there learning the lessons that the angels are bringing to you, you're going to understand what it is that you need to teach them. And you're going to understand what it is that you need to show them and through your energy and through what you do. So it's going to be, they're going to see how you act. They're going to see how you're changed from really renewing yourself, really rejuvenating yourself, and doing the self-care work on yourself. And it's going to show your loved ones, wow, something's different about her and something is going on. And so they're going to be more receptive of what it is that you need to show them and what it is that you tell them through your words.
Okay, you mentioned the summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say do it closer to the summer solstice, like as we get nearer to the summer solstice?
So right now there are going to be a lot of things that are going to come forward for you. But as you do this work outside during the summer solstice, it's going to help you to release all the old energy. I mean, as you do the breathing, as you do the meditating, it's going to just release out of you. And you're going to feel this, like, it's like a sigh of relief. And it's going to happen towards the end of this week for you. So I could really see this energy coming out of you and this new energy coming in.
Yes, I did need some new energy, definitely.
So, yeah, so this being outdoors and being by the water, it's really going to help you with that.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does. It does. Because I've been feeling like I need to get near water. I've been feeling that, but I've been really wanting to just go near the beach and walk in the sand and put my feet in the sand and ground.
Oh, yes, and that'll help, too. And, you know, by the beach, if you have water right there, too, you know, that would be very helpful. But, yeah, I do see, you know, water really helping you to really calm you, to really make you feel at peace.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Namaste.
Okay. All right. So we have, I guess we have a question from the chat room. And so let's see. Cool specimen. Do I need to worry about my ex trying to get my attention in any manner? No. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and I hear a no for you on what it is when it comes to your ex, you know, because what you're going to, and what's going to help you, and Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, what's going to help you is to really focus on yourself and to focus on your growth and your journey. And so to help you to let go of limiting beliefs, to help you to let go of those things that are not who you truly are, and to help you to feel confident and understand just how amazing you are, and that you have this love, that you have this serving attitude, that the serving mentality. And so, you know, you want to help all these different people, but it's really important for you to focus on you, to work on yourself first, letting go of those things that no longer serve you, to help you to release those things that you need to heal from your past. And so it's really going to be about tuning in this week of yourself, and to really understand the lessons that the angels and the divine are bringing to you. So it's really going to be important for you, cool specimen, to really tune in with yourself, do some meditating, do some journaling, so that you can really heal from those things that are limiting beliefs that are stepping forward for you when it comes to your ego and your mindset, and it's going to help you to really understand who you are and help you to understand the power that you have within you. So I hope that helps, cool specimen. All right, so let's see here. I have another question from the chat room. Hi, Catherine, Sharon. I could use a message to keep going on this mission. Really not sure what it is yet. Okay, so, you know, this week with the energy of, you know, having to let go of with the full moon, it's really going to be important for you, Sharon, to do this releasing and healing from those limiting beliefs that step forward for you. And it's really going to be important for you to connect with Archangel Raphael to help you to understand what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to heal from, those limiting beliefs that step forward for you. So it's really going to be important for you to do this work. So, you know, connect with Archangel Raphael and do some journaling around those things that are coming forward for you into your awareness of this week. And as you do this work, it's going to keep coming up. So, you know, keep digging, keep journaling, keep meditating until you really feel as if it's not, there's nothing else that you need to work on at the moment. So Archangel Raphael is going to show you what it is that you need to work on. So I hope that helps, Sharon. All right. So we have a couple more callers. So caller, area code 647, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto. My question is, could you get Archangel's advice on if it's a good time, when is a good time to move, and when is a good time to move? Yeah.
So right now from Archangel Raphael, he's showing me not right now because there are some things that are coming up for you when it comes to limiting beliefs, also confidence. So I have Archangel Uriel also stepping forward for you. And so it has to do with your identity. It has to do with working on your solar plexus. When you call on them, doing this meditating and doing this healing work this week, at the beginning of this week, you know, call on both of them. They're going to show you into your awareness what it is that you need to heal from and where it stems from. So these are the things that are holding you back right now from really moving forward. So it's really important for you to do this work in order to, and they'll show you what it is that you need to do next after you do this work on limiting beliefs, on this work of mindset, and also the work on your identity. So I hope that helps.
And I'm at the hospital right now. Do you think they're going to take me off psychiatry medicine? What do the archangels think about that? Or do you think they're not going to take me off?
Well, it's going to be important for you to call on Archangel Raphael. And he's going to show you those things that you really need to understand when it comes to the lessons that they bring, when it comes to this journey that you're on, the spiritual journey that you're on. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yeah, it helps. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week. All right, so let's get to our next caller. Caller 610. What is your name
hello?
And where are you calling from?
Hi, yes,
hello.
Sonia.
What's your name?
Sonia, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sonia. So how can I help you today?
I have a question about, I have a relationship question. I'm in a relationship with a female, and we've been together for almost 4 years. And I wanted to see what you're picking up, you know, as far as the relationship, the status, and, you know, moving forward and stuff of that nature.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And a lot of the things that you might be seeing you know, whether it's with, you know, those things that you're seeing when it comes to conflict, and those things that, you know, you're dealing with when with some issues with her, that's actually a reflection on you. So, you know, when it comes to relationships, it's always, there's going to be a, so it's like looking in a mirror. So those things that we see that are issues and problems with someone else, it actually has to do with us. So, you know, those things that are troubling you, that are coming forward as frustrations, it's really going to be important for you to work with Archangel Raphael, and he's going to show you what it is that you need to learn from what it is that you're seeing, you know, in your relationship. So the issues that you're having in your relationship. So it's really going to be important for you to do that. I do see that, you know, things are going to get better, but it's really going to be important for you to work on yourself this week when it comes to love and really loving yourself first. You know, that's going to be really important. And you're going to see that as you work with Archangel Raphael, those things that he brings and limiting beliefs that comes forward for you that needs to be healed and let go of. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
All right, so we are at the top of the hour. I want to thank everyone for the call, for calling in, and all those who listened today. And, you know, with this energy, with the full moon, as well as summer solstice coming, you know, I hope that those things that come forward for you in your awareness, into your heart, to really you know, heal from it, understand where it's coming from. Archangel Raphael is great when it comes to understanding what we need to heal and what we need to release and let go, because that's not who we truly are. So, you know, working with that, with him, as well as any other angels and guides that step forward for you. So, you know, if you need any help with healing, if you need any help with understanding who's stepping forward for you, you know, please feel free to connect with me. You know, you can always go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and you can find me in a lot of different mediums. So, you know, on Facebook, on you know, a lot of different areas that you can get a hold of me at. So, you know, if you have questions, if you, and I also do channelings, and actually we'll be doing one later today, as well as presenting the energy of the week that I had mentioned on this show. So, you know, if you are feeling called to or have questions and need some guidance, to, you know, be sure to go on my page to connect with me. And, you know, next week I am going to be talking about listening to your intuition. You know, this month was about intuition. So it's really going to be, so I hope you'll join me in on that show. And we're going to be talking about how to really listen in to your intuition, what it is that the angels are showing you and telling you. And so, yeah, I thank you all for calling in today, for listening in. And I wish you all lots of love and light and this wonderful energy that you're meant for later this week. So thank you all, and I will talk to all of you very soon. So bye-bye for now.